How's everyone doing this afternoon? I hope everyone is well and blessed. I want to thank you for all the listeners and all the support that's out there. Today's we're going to bring a podcast from Hershey Stadium. Right now, North Catholic girls are playing Bethlehem. First quarter. All the girls are playing good ball. Lincoln Park, which my son Isaiah Smith attends. Andre Wilder, Tanner Mathis, Dakari Bradford, Casey Oliver, among others, Keno Holmes. They'll be playing this afternoon at 4 p.m. We'll see if we can't give you a little episode of that. But right now, we're just going to support these girls. Whichever team win right now, it's first quarter. Score is 7-6, North Catholic losing. Stay tuned as we support the girls' basketball. How's everybody doing today? I hope everybody had a blessed day so far. I would like to thank everybody for taking the time to listen to Words of Inspiration. I would like to give a congratulations to the Lincoln Park Leopards for winning the 2019 Boys Basketball State Championship. I would like to everybody contributed. I would like to mention the teammates by name: Keno, Andre Wilder, Casey Oliver, Johnny, Monte, and my son Isaiah. They all put in good work this weekend. They all went to Hershey, Pennsylvania, and even though they were dominated by height, they didn't let that deter them on their mission. So my hat's off to both the coach, the players, and the families that attended and that has attended all season long. It has been a wonderful season in Midland, Pennsylvania. And other places. Anywhere they played, they did good. But hats off to Coach Bariski. But now that the season's over, I'm pretty sure all the guys are going to take a break and want to sit around. But hopefully they don't. Hopefully they get up and continue to work their body, master their skills, and continue to strive for excellence. Right now, Isaiah, he's working out with his uncle, Mr. Dudley. He has a facility out in Carnegie where he trains athletes, not just football players, not just basketball players, not just soccer, not just lacrosse. I'm talking athletes. So if you need some training for your young athlete, the name of the company is SWGR Athletics. His name is Mr. Dudley, Amir Dudley. And he can be reached at 412-888-7178. And you can have your kid to work out with him. And a lot of the kids that do work out with him, they have been in the playoffs, both for football, basketball, and what have you. So he has a proven track record. I'd like to say take a shout out to Mr. Wilder. Mr. Wilder, a good friend of mine. He behind his sons every day, all day, just so that they know their worth. They can be peaked to the top of their excellence. So I'm hoping everyone have a good evening. And again, shout out to the Lincoln Park Leopards. And also runner-up, the Trinity. They had one guy on their team that scored 40 points. Hopefully they get him some T-Max next year. But from my house to yours, you have a good evening. Good morning, good morning.
No.
Welcome to the
No.
Vlad Dad Podcast. It's a beautiful morning. I hope everyone out there had a blessed Sunday evening and a very blessed Monday morning. It's April 1st, April Fool's Day, but this ain't no fool. Today, I would like to thank all of my listeners for touching out and listening to my podcast. I would like to thank all my sponsors, everyone who contribute to the broadcast of knowledge. Today, me and my wife are together. You say hi, baby.
Hello.
Okay, we're together this morning. We're about to go to a parade for the Lincoln Park Leopards. They won state championships, and the town is giving them a parade this morning, building their self-esteem to both do better athletically and academically. That's sort of patting the kids on the back. Sometimes you have to do that in an open setting so that the kids can be comfortable and they feel good at what they're doing. And that's what this program is all about. Educating, informing everyone that it's their job to raise these kids and to stop the madness that goes on in the streets on a daily. To be a part of the society that they were meant to be. And if we can start right here with giving information on this particular podcast, I feel that it would stretch. It would multiply, and more of us, I want to say African-American males, but I'm going to say people of color. Because in this day and age, people are from everywhere. And just because your skin is a different color from the next guy, a lot of people label that as being black. And in my days of being on the earth and seeing different people from different walks of life, there are very dark people in the world. But as far as being black, there is none. You show me the color black and you put it up against the darkest person that you ever came across, and it wouldn't match the black of that particular person, because that particular person has dark brown skin and eyelashes and eyebrows and succulent lips and those type of things. Those things are the things that we should grasp onto. Not all the negative as far as black being something that cannot be seen through. Something that is unfathomable, if I may use that word. And the same thing with white. There are pale people in the world. But if you look at the sense of what we take as color, there is not one white person on the planet. Now their skin might be pale in contrast to the skin of a person with more melanin in their skin, but never white. So because of the perception of the black and white theme, it's pretty much just perception. That's along with everything else that we teach and train our kids. It's all perception. If someone perceives you to do something, then that means that you were in that area, you were in that particular situation. Now what you hear in the background is my 3-year-old Elijah. He's 3 years old. He's talking. He know what STOP mean. He know what the color is. He knows his ABCs. He knows his animals. He know his shapes. He knows a lot of different things that normal 5 or 6 year old know. Now, comes with that is the attitude, is the individualism of a child, because every person on the planet has his own characteristics, and you can't put all of that in a box and think it's going to fit, because we're going to go back with the black and the white. It's not a box. It's not convenient. Ethnicity, I apologize, shouldn't be a factor in any given situation. Never. And it should, like, eons ago, it goes by the worth of you. It's not what I can give you or what can I do for you. It's what I can help you do. And that's what we lack, is that camaraderism that people nowadays call it patriotism. Well, patriotism comes when you have a job to do and you go do it unconditionally for your country. Camaraderism is what you do for each other. And that's what we try to do with our children. We're going to close this segment out right now because the parade might be starting shortly. But we're going to continue this because we need to change how people think. Change the way things are done on a normal basis. Because normal sometimes get construed. And just because you normally do it, don't mean you can't try to do it a different way sometime. So I'm going to leave you with that. You pause. Yeah.
Do a food for thought. Give somebody something to think about. Food for thought.